The number of men in our region seeking to become Catholic priests took a dive in the mid-2000s when the church was rocked by the clergy sex abuse scandal. That trend, though, is starting to reverse itself. And as WHYY's Katie Culinary reports, some say it's part of a phenomenon known as the Francis effect.
5 years ago, Father Michael Romano was happily serving as a parish priest in South Jersey when the Archbishop of Camden gave him a new assignment. Now he was going to be the diocese vocation director, the guy in charge of recruiting new men who felt called to become priests. Suddenly, Romano wasn't so happy.
When I started, it was a little depressing.
Morale was low in the church following the scandals, not to mention a slew of parish and school closures. When Romano came in, the Diocese of Camden was sending only one or two new guys to seminary each year.
And then all of a sudden, the summer of 2013 into the fall of 2013, more men started making contact with me.
They started showing up at Romano's monthly meetings for those considering the priesthood. At first, just four or five guys came, then eight, then a dozen. This year, nine men from the Diocese of Camden are starting seminary. It's the diocese's largest crop of new seminarians since 2000. Allentown and Philadelphia are also seeing a significant increase in new vocations over last year. So, what's changed?
Abemus Papam.
Pope Francis was elected in March 2013, and after years of bad press, the popular pontiff is getting the church some more positive headlines. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia's vocation director, Father Stephen DeLacy, believes the bump in new seminarians has a lot to do with that. He calls it the Francis effect. DeLacy didn't make up the term, but the Francis effect has become a moniker for a shift in attitude toward the Catholic Church.
He's not changing any of the dogma, but he's dynamic in his ability to outreach, which then stirs up in the heart of young men, especially those who are called to the priesthood, this capability that, you know, the church is relevant. The church can be dynamic today.
But is the Francis effect really driving more men to join the priesthood?
I've definitely heard the term a lot. I'm not exactly sure what it means, to be 100% honest with you. I mean, I've heard it thrown around a lot.
Philip Moss is 24, and after years of thinking and praying about it, he's finally decided to start seminary this year. It's a decision that stretches back to the playground at his Catholic elementary school, when he just kind of blurted out to a friend that he might become a priest someday. But Moss says Pope Francis's popularity has made some difference for him.
It has definitely increased my excitement about the decision to go in, just because it is a very interesting time in the world, definitely, an exciting time in the church.
Giuseppe Esposito feels the same way. He's going back to seminary after a long hiatus as a nurse at Good Shepherd Hospital in Allentown. Esposito's co-workers were big fans of Pope Francis, which made it a lot easier to tell them he was leaving nursing to become a priest.
And it kind of gave me an in to talk about my faith to people who wouldn't normally bring it up.
Church leaders see the increase in new seminarians as a positive, but they're not declaring victory in reversing a long-term priest shortage. Entering seminary is just one step in a long process called discernment, and not everyone makes it to ordination day. Mary Gauthier has been watching these trends on a national level for 20 years. She's a senior associate at the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate at Georgetown University. In the 1950s and 60s, Gauthier says the Catholic Church couldn't build seminaries fast enough to accommodate all the men who felt called to be priests. Today, those priests are retiring and dying, and many of the churches they served are closing.
It's not that we don't have priests going into the future. We do, but it's at only about a third as many as we would need to compensate for those that entered 50, 60 years ago.
This is the challenge facing vocation directors like Father Romano in Camden. He's hesitant to pin all of his hopes on the so-called Francis effect. He says there are many reasons why men do or don't act upon a sense of call to the priesthood.
It is harder in a society that would not embrace this lifestyle, and I think that makes the decision that much harder for young men. Oftentimes the first reaction of a guy, if the thought comes into his head, is to think something's wrong with him or to be embarrassed about it, where back, you know, certainly 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it was something that you were so proud of.
Romano's job probably isn't getting any easier, but he's thankful for a bit of good news for a change. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.